Today we continue with lesson number 48 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. Today we will complete the 12th perek. We will learn the 8th and final Mishnah of the 12th perek. And we will begin the 13th perek with the first Mishnah of the 13th perek. So we will learn Mishnah Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Ches and Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph. So first, Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Ches. Ho'olor. The olor is a small knife which is used to sharpen, as a pencil sharpener, to sharpen the kulmus, made of metal. The olar and the kulmus, both made of metal. Vaha kulmus, a long pen which a scribe uses. Vaha metutelet. Metutelet is the weight which is used when you want to measure a vertical wall, so you drop down a plumb line. We used to call it a sinker, a heavy metal weight. That metal weight is called the metuteles, and it is mekabel tumah, because it's designed to function to help the builder determine whether the wall is indeed straight, vertical to the ground. V'hamishkolos, weights, a pound weight, a litre weight, a chatzi litre weight. The hakurim, kurim is a metal block which is placed upon olives when you press down the olives. You have a heavy beam, the beam presses upon the kurim, and this way you squeeze the oil out of the olive. So these kurim also have a definite function. The hakan, the kan is a ruler, a measuring ruler, which you use to draw lines so that you're making sure you have straight lines on the platform that you're working on. The hakano, the platform itself, the luach, the tablet, which you're placing the paper on. You put paper on the platform. That's the kano. And the kan is the measuring rod by which you, the ruler, by which you draw straight lines in order to be able to write or design something or whatever. So all of these are temeim. They all are mekabel tumah. They're functioning metal objects, utensils. V'chol gomei kliyeitz, all types of wood, which is just a golem, meaning it's not yet a completed whatever you're making, box, container, pencil box, tray, whatever. But they're close enough. They're missing a handle, they're missing a rim, they're missing a basis, a platform upon which to stand, or they need to be smoothed out or whatever. They are all temeim. They are all mekabel tumah. Because people use these even when they're not complete. Chutz Mishel Eshkeroa, except for that tree, which is called the Eshkeroa tree, which is some type of cedar tree. And this tree has a very thick bark around it, very thick, thick skin around it, thick and hardened bark. So therefore, if you chop off a piece of this wood and don't peel off that bark properly, no one's going to use it. So it's not mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af grofis shel zayis tahora. Even a thick branch of an olive tree, which has been shaped, fashioned into a vessel, is also not mekabel tumah, because it too is not functional, because it's full of the oil in the tree. Ad sheti sholek, unless you cook it in fire and water, boil it to the extent where its oil is extracted from it, and then you can use it as a kli. The issue, of course, here is we've been learning now for some time about metal, not about wood. Sometimes we have wood to contrast it with metal, but here it would seem to be that this Golmei Kliyeitz Halacha, the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachomim, etc., is only with reference to wooden objects. What's it doing here in these Perokim which are dealing with metal? Good question. For those who want the extra credit on the final, look into the commentary called Tiferes Yisroel upon this last Mishnah of Perek Yud Beis, and you'll see how he addresses this question. In the meantime, we have now completed Perek Yud Beis, the 12th Perek, and we continue today with the 13th Perek, the first Mishnah. Again, and now we're going back to metal objects. Hasayof, the sword. Vahasakin, a law knife. Vahapigyon is a dagger of some sort. Vahromach is a spear. Umagal Yad is a scythe, S-C-Y-T-H. But Magal Yad is a type of scythe which is used to cut meat or bone or whatever. So its blade is flat and sharp, as opposed to a magal kotsir, a scythe which is used for reaping, for harvesting wheat. There, the blade is sharpened, it's like a saw, shaped as a scythe. V'hashechor, shechor is some type of razor. There are various opinions as to what a shechor is, but some say it's a razor. V'zug shel saporim, and the scissors of a barber. All of these, shenechleku, if they're broken in half, hare elu temeim. It would seem here they're broken in half lengthwise. So the sword, for example, is broken into half, half of it near the handle edge, and half of it near the point of the sword. And similarly with all the other things. The scissors have been broken down the middle so that the handles and some of the blade is in one half, and the rest of the blade or blades is in the other part. All of these are mekabel tumah according to the Tanna Kamma, because each part, even the broken pieces, are also usable. You can use it as a little knife, a little scraper, a little whatever, screwdriver. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Hasamuch liyad, the broken half which is near the handle, tome, it's mekabel tumah, because since it's still attached to the handle, you can hold on to the handle and use it. But v'hasamuch l'rosh, but the part of aforementioned utensils which is not connected to the handle, like the sword, the bottom part of the sword near the point, tor is not mekabel tumah, because since it has no handle, it can't easily be used without scratching yourself or cutting yourself. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi distinguishes between which part of the broken half of the sai of sakin pigyon, etc., we're referring to. Mishnah continues. Misperes is also a type of a scissor. Shenechlekol lishnayim, which is broken in two. Rabbi Yehuda mitame. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, you take a scissor, unscrew the central screw that's holding the two sides together, and you have two knives. So each one is makabel tumah. So holds Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachomim mitaharim. V'chachomim say no. This particular type of misperes is not the kind of scissor we imagine. It's rather a short, blunt type scissor which is used for shearing sheep. And if it comes apart, neither part is really very much useful. Therefore, according to the Chachomim, it is not mekabel tumah. And so we have completed the first mission of the 13th Perek, and in the process, concluded lesson number 48.